Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 38th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When I was, me and the wife was in Kenya, East Africa, and we came back and mom had passed away and had the funeral. We were planning on going back to Africa. Really were. We were going back to Kenya. Our stuff was there. Kendall, can you imagine, was still in Latrice's tummy. That's how long ago. What was he, 21 now? 20. Wow. Big old boy. Anyway, we're going to have that Kendall here. Then we're going back to Kenya. Long story short, the church asked me to stay here and help Dad. Dad has some health problems. The church is kind of falling on a little rough time. I won't go into detail. Will you stay? You're talking about a difficult decision. A difficult decision. Things were going great in Kenya. We'd started 9 churches. We'd baptized over 900 people in the time we were. Every week, people were getting saved. Every week, we were baptizing. There was one Sunday we baptized 55 in a river on one Sunday. Every week, Latrice said, we'd have dinner on the grounds at different churches, and I could tell you all kinds of stories. We had, what was that? That cow, was it liver or what was that? It was liver. It was nasty. Nasty. She likes cow liver. I don't. Okay. Anyway, they served us the best. Okay. And that was pretty good to them. And we're sitting in the building. I know this is going off base, but we had a baptismal service. We do it everywhere, wherever we're going to have and in the rivers and all. And they bring us this, and they're me, Latrice, and the kids. And I just could not eat that. So my excuse was, we got to go baptize. So I left my plate with Latrice. And it would have been a shame if you didn't eat that food. So, you know, just look bad. You bring back, you didn't touch this food. Guess who ate my... She was so mad at me. Anyway, we baptized every week. So I don't remember how. It was over 900. We baptized the time we were. That's a lot of folk in a short amount of time. Come back. We want you here to work at the church. Man, how do you leave a place like that and come back to America where I'll just leave it alone? You know what I'm talking about, okay? People love to hear the gospel and preaching over there. They walk to hear you preach. Here, they're in air-conditioned cars, and they wouldn't drive. But that's a whole other side. I could preach on that one for a while. Literally. I told Latrice, we're going to go to Georgia. And for a week, did nothing but pray and seeking God's face. I didn't ask Latrice, what should we do? I didn't ask Latrice if we go to Kenya or not. She just went. She's a great wife, followed me wherever. So same thing. It's just me and the Lord. Lord, do you want me to do? And I just knew this is where I needed to be. Came back and I said, okay, Lord, you need to show me that I made the right decision when I come back. You know, from my own that I made according to your will that this was the right decision. We need to see people saved within the next couple of months. We need to see some baptisms. We need to see some church growth, some things happening in the church. Not for me benefit so much, but for your glory and for the church and all. And that was my prayer. Again, kind of like what Eleazar did. Lord, I need to see this to know I'm making the right decision. Again, like Gideon and all, I need to see this, make sure I'm making the right decision. I did that. Accepted the call to be here, associate pastor, and it wasn't a week or so later. Had somebody come down and get saved, and I could go on and on. The church started kind of moving and growing again. Don't use that for an example when you're seeking God's will. Sometimes, though, it's necessary. Are you following? I have to have a lesson on this one day. I needed that to know I did the right decision. Okay? Boy, it was easy to go back to Kenya because everything was still there. Matter of fact, we were going to Mombasa. We'd already picked a house out in Mombasa. We was on the western side of Kenya. There was no missionary on the coast. They were all gone. There were no missionaries over there. I could tell you all kinds of stories. and I'll leave it alone because I could get this. I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes God will, we need to see some things at work, and God has show us that it's His will. This is what Eleazar did. Lord, make sure. I need to know this is the right one. And so that was his prayer. For then shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Well, so the mission was fulfilled. It was a long, hard journey. He arrived in Nahor to the well outside the city and prayed. Now, not for any woman, but for a special woman. It couldn't be just anyone. Any woman would give a man to drink from the well, but just not any woman would give water to 10 nasty, dirty, stinking, thirsty camels. Camels, I ever found this out. Camels can drink up to 20 gallons of water. So water in 10 camels, that may be about 200 gallons of water. And she just had a little pitcher of water. It meant a lot of hard work going back and forth and back and forth and taking this water and putting it in the drinking trough. And water and all these. It had to be a special woman, a woman of character, a woman who loved animals. That's a whole another thing, you know, and I'll leave that one alone. Actually, you'll laugh when I say this. I thought of somebody like Gina. She loves animals. And not that but I thought about this when I thought somebody loves animals and all. Gina loves dogs. Do you like cats? Do you like cats too? Yeah. I'm not much of a cat lover, but I love my dogs. And matter of fact, we got a bunch of cats. Here comes Linda in here. We got a bunch of cats over here we need to get rid of. I'm kidding, Linda. You know I love you. Anyway, I kind of think Rebecca would be, or this woman would be, lady of character, and we're going to find out she's a virgin of purity. Had to be a special lady, not just any lady. And then we see in I can't read all of this. In verses number 15 to 27, let me give you that. Notice before he had done speaking, God had already answered his prayer. Look in verse number 15. And it came to pass that before he had done speaking. I like that. You know, sometimes God will answer your prayer before you even talk, before you even think about it. Isaiah 65, 24 says this, "It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear." Don't we have a great God? I love that. God knows already. He knows what we need before we even ask. Amen. What a great thought. And it came to pass before he had done speaking. Oh, that behold, Rebecca, she came out. Now, Rebecca comes out. She is Abraham's great niece. So you kind of get a picture who she is. And she explains her relationship and all, and her dad and the brother, all of this. Winds up, you get to the family tree, she's Abraham's great niece. Then verse number 16, I love this. And the damsel was very fair to look upon. Speaking now of Rebecca. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had known, any man had known her. And she went down to the well and filled up her pitcher. And she came up. Now the phrase, she was very fair to look at, literally means that she was very beautiful. She was very beautiful to behold. We'd say she's quite a beautiful lady, quite a looker, okay? She would turn men's heads. She'd go by. Matter of fact, the name Rebecca means ensnarer. Ensnarer. Literally, the commentator put, she was so beautiful, she would capture, she would ensnare the hearts of men. That's my wife. To me.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.